Jets owner Christopher Johnson has spoke to the media. He's told a group of reporters there will be no changes at head coach before or after the season. Adam Gase is coming back in 2020. Mm.
I'm not shocked by that. I mean, so it's not as bad as I thought. You know, I thought you were going to tell me, like, Sam Darnold was out for the year or something. So
this isn't worse, not worse, but this isn't bad. That
well,
this horrible head coach
he's
is going to come back.
Well, you know what? Let me then go out and show me something. So you know what? This guy, if he's going to be here, okay, and I was kind of resigned to that anyway, bro, so I'm not as aggravated as maybe I would have been because I'm pretty much resigned to this. Go out there and show me something now with this head coach and the quarterback.
Jets owner,
what else can I say?
Chris Johnson was adamant, and this is from
Connor. He's not
going
to pay three guys. That's what it comes down to.
But that's not a good excuse.
No, of course
and
not.
Look, his reasoning is, according to Connor Hughes, he's adamant in his defense of Coach Adam Gase. He said he believes in him. He loves his relationship with Darnold, and it's not good to change systems year after year.
Yeah.
That's his defense.
Okay.
The guy's an awful head coach.
Awful.
And
but you know what? Christopher
bad.
Johnson's an awful owner.
Well, this is why.
Yeah, of course.
This is why, though.
Of course. But you know what? Now go out there for all these guys that love Gase and all of this, and I'm not going to start saying names and all. Let's see it now. All right? Starting Sunday, don't pull the usual Jet garbage and go into Washington against a terrible team with a quarterback that looks like he can't even play in the league and lose to the Redskins. Okay, let's start right there.
But here's the problem.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I know that things can change. I understand that. And Christopher Johnson can say one thing today. He also said, by the way, he told the team this as well. He told the team Wednesday,
well,
Gase isn't going anywhere.
Right, right.
And that the players were very happy.
Okay.
They loved it.
Let's see them.
Okay, a lot can change.
Yep.
But you're telling me if this team doesn't, you know what, the bet, he's coming back anyway because he loves Gase's relationship with
Darnold. Hey, look, if they go 2-14, bro, I don't know how you bringing him back.
Because of the garbage you just heard.
Yeah, well, like I said, okay, so let's see. All right. That's my feeling now, okay? I'm not surprised by this. I figured this was going to happen, okay? He's not paying three guys. He's not going to admit he made a mistake, okay, even though he did. Now let's see your wonderful head coach go out there and get it done. And I'm telling you, bro, I'm starting right now. I want to see 5-2 the rest of the year, starting right now. Don't go do the usual Jet thing and lose to the Washington Redskins Sunday. Let's start with that. That's where I'm at right now. What am I going to do? I want this guy out? I mean, he would have never been here. You know
no,
that.
I know.
We would have never hired him.
Oh,
but you know what? This owner, we know he's incompetent. All right. So you're rolling in on this guy. Let's see it now. Starting right now.
It just bothers me that we never hear from this guy.
And
he comes out now to just tell us all his minions, all us idiots.
Right, of course.
That
idiots.
Gase is great. He has a great relationship with Sam.
With 2-7, it's wonderful.
You know what? Let's give him an extension, too. He's going to come back for 2027.
Right.
I mean, it's insulting.
It's very insulting, bro. But again, let's see. Starting this week in what would be the typical Jets to go into Washington and not show
if
up.
If they lose this game to Washington, will you on Monday say
I'm
maybe
eviscerate
Christopher
him.
Johnson should go back on his word?
Maybe he should get out of football. It's time for the Johnson family to get out of football.
And you know what else?
That's what it is.
Here's the other thing. I don't like the fact that he does this after a win. I don't like that.
Sure, it's easy to do that now.
It's easy. It's like Isaiah getting an extension when the Knicks were the eighth seed for 30 seconds.
Let's see what the quarterback whisperer, let's see what he does against the crummy, stinky, lousy, maybe more embarrassing franchise than yours is against the Redskins Sunday. Let's go. Dwayne Haskins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.